Faxy.
Okay, here we go.
They call you Faxy all the time. I'm like, Faxy.
Faxy?
I know.
Okay, so we're starting Melody and Nigel.
Podcasting!
And they call me Faxy. Because it's like, fax, I guess. The fax.
The fax of life?
Yeah.
You now have two personas. The fax of life and Foxy Jeff.
Boy, I started crying. That's why I left.
Hi.
So, Rebecca, Melody is coming through. She's hanging one more thing.
Are you, by chance, on the podcast right now? Or?
Yeah, we're doing it right now. Yeah, it's recording.
He's recording. He does this thing where he records.
Melody and Nigel.
He records.
Do the dishes.
Yeah, it's almost 1 a.m. in the States.
Can we restart that?
No, we're good. It's almost 1 a.m., Nigel. Yes. All right, get these dishes done.
Oh, yeah.
Get your arson gear.
You have your... Okay.
Well, he edits it later.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we take out anything that
it's
should
too
not
personal,
be...
Too
yes,
personal.
Yes. We couldn't do the last one because...
You got very personal.
Wait, there is my accent. I don't... Was it the French accent?
Maybe. After this, I go to bed, Nigel. After this, I will be in bed.
Well, we will say Melody's music made me cry.
Yeah.
And I was not one who cried, you know, through my 20s and 30s.
But now I'm weak and fragile.
It seems something I must
do.
Exactly. So what time is it over there where he's at?
What time
do? What?
What time is it where he's at?
If it's about 1 o'clock here, so it's 11 o'clock there.
11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Huh. That's so funny.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
When I was 19, I had a little personal planner, like electronic personal planner thing. That I bought a deal, and I thought it was so cool because it was kind of this little mini computer that you could do all these things with, but it had no internet capabilities. I don't remember, but I remember it had all these functions on it that I would play with all the time, and one of the functions is you could set all these clocks on it to different times in the world, and I had one clock set to Cairo because it always seemed like the most exotic place you could go. It was the farthest away, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to go to Cairo.
Oh, did you? Do you still want to come?
My favorite cousin's parents are from Cairo, and they were great there.
Yeah.
They had an arranged marriage, though, like, and they talked about that. Because he's like, I see something between you two. And we're like, we're cousins. And he's like, exactly.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, she was my little cousin. And she's the one who married that guy who ran the McDonald's chains in Sacramento. And she's still there.
Is he still running them? The way you said about that guy.
Yeah. They're still running those, yeah.
Cool. Do they own them or they just run them?
They own them.
Cool.
But he's like my age and she's like super young. I mean, I guess she's not that young now. She's probably like 30.
Is she Arab herself or no?
No, she's my cousin.
Right, okay, I was a little confused.
She's whiter than I am. Blonde hair, blue eyed.
Cool.
She's one of nine of those siblings. But she's happy, I guess, so, yeah.
She's happy, I guess. That sounds so dubious.
I'm not going to judge it.
Wait, you're not going to judge it? Is there something to judge?
I know. I'm like, wait a second.
Well, no, because when they first got together, she was like, this guy's creepy. And so, but she ended up loving him, I guess. So, and they have kids together now. She didn't have kids.
Sounds like you're going to be doing a lot of editing later.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Shelby Fox is now Shelby Amrod, I think is what it is.
So, where is the farthest you have ever traveled, O Foxy? You have traveled, Nigel, to the far reaches of the universe.
I was in Mexico for like a month and a half.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
I was on my own completely, and I literally, like, took advantage of that fact, and I walked around, and everyone knew me, and then that's when I went and saw the Santa Rivio del Romo thing, and everyone was like, oh, this white guy came to see Santo Toribio del Romo, and I'd walk around with a picture. I was like, it was like my way of entertaining myself. I walked around with his photo.
This
is why I get along with this guy, because like this sounds like the stuff I do by myself.
Yeah, I was like, I know, but I mean, it wasn't. I wasn't. It was genuine too. I was like, this guy's great. Like.
Yeah, but I don't know where those photos went. I made a mural of the Virgin of Guadalupe on my living room wall when I was like 25, 6 in that age.
Those are the days.
That's like heartbreaking.
Invited all those pictures.
Was it not that great?
No, I just mean it was like a thing I did. I don't know if it was great or not. It was a thing I did, and that was done. I was over. I moved on.
I have an audio recording. I was going through my old audio recordings, and I have the song that I made about Santo Toribio del Romo. I have the song, and it's on audio.
Beautiful, beautiful. Are you good at learning languages? Were you good at Spanish?
Oh, I became really. I became fluent. Like, I could talk to anybody. I was talking to people. I was going around talking to people.
I think, now you're kind of an intuitive type person. I think linguistics, language, is one of those intuitive things. Speaking, specifically. Yeah, not reading, true. Not studying, not understanding grammar, but speaking it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I became really good at it, and I was able to have conversations and... make relationships with these people that didn't speak English at all. Mm. Yeah.
Have you accomplished certain levels of alcohol with them? Because that's like
It was very cheap there. It was very cheap.
When if you're there, like sometimes a friend will bring like a bottle of tequila and be like, I'm locking the door, we're not leaving till it's finished.
Well, her family ran the town.
We accomplished this together. Like, at the end, it's like this whole we accomplished. Like, look what we accomplished. We accomplished this five beers, two tequila, or a bottle of tequila, and this.
Well, her family ran the town, so they had, like, stores, bars, restaurants, like... They ran the town. Like, well,
you gotta think, like, in the Bible, it's interesting that wine is such a, like, a heavy influencer in, like,
they thought I was amazing.
Wine, which was, like, the first communion at the Last Supper, right? And then you have, like, the first miracle, which is wine. It's, like, this gathering place, this place where things are connected, you know?
But if you're going to talk from a Christian perspective, if the wine is the new wine of the Lord, it's the Lord is our wine, and he really does fill you up with tremendous joy. And happiness.
My uncle went to a church where their whole thing was based on the fact that Christ went to this gathering, and the guy who was running it was like, wait a minute, normally people bring out the cheap wine at the beginning, but you brought out the great wine, you brought out the strong wine at the beginning, but he made it. Christ made that wine. He made really strong wine. So they based their religion on that. They're like, okay, Christ, like the first time he turns water into wine, it was like really strong. I don't know why the governor was like telling Christ, like, yeah, you made some really strong wine. Like, Christ made really strong wine.
He made a good party. He brought a party.
So this is Melody and Nigel doing the dishes, and we got to talking about the Lord a little bit, you know, that's what we do, you know. You know, if you talk about the Lord, you talk about the Lord. What about it? It's not a big deal, you know, it's life. This is life. I know, I can imagine my little nephew is listening to this.
Oh my God.
I always think about the kids in my life. They're always listening, and I've always tried to reveal this stuff to them. as bad as I am, I have done this stuff. And,
how are you bad?
You of all people know how I'm bad. I am a clumsy human being. It's horrible. It's horrible, yes. I'm a stupid animal. I'm an animal.
Well, that's not exactly how Rebecca knows you, though. She just knows you more in the clumsy human being-inging portion.
Way to cover my ass there, Holly.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't pass, at least.
Podcast number 25.
I'm a good influence on children. I'll give myself that. I usually try to. I've had enough.
Not anybody else, but at least if they're under 18, you do your best.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I've been in a bad influence, but to adults, yeah, that's true.
Oh my god.
God knows. He knows. Yes.
You're welcome for getting all the food out and spraying it down.
So the voice you're hearing is Holly. This is Melody's sister, her little sister, which I have a little brother I talked to today, actually. I told him, I was like, I'm so sorry I keep forgetting about, because he knows my aneurysm. He was there for all of that. It was...
Should he not have been?
He was born in 1980, same as you, right?
Me?
Yeah, he's 1980. That's my little brother. Yeah, and I was like, forgive me that I literally will forget about people. I forget about him. I could invite him to everything if I wanted to. I mean,
what's wrong with you? I haven't been. I would love to.
I forget about people.
Oh my god! What a monster!
I don't like to use the aneurysm as an excuse, but my memory is really bad.
It's true. I'm going to back you up there and say your memory is just monstrously bad.
Where did this hot... That's the Hoptimum I got brought,
really?
Like, years ago?
It was on the bottom shelf of the fridge. I don't know where it came from. It was there, so I'm drinking it.
You better be careful. You know that's 10% alcohol. That's
I
like
don't
wine.
Feel it
yeah,
at
it's
all.
Like wine. Oh,
well,
you're going to feel it.
I don't feel it yet.
It's one of their strongest beers, actually.
Well, so far so good. I mean, I'm not driving anywhere, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
You're looking at that, making that pot look really good. He's just like cleaning that pot.
He's
like,
probably a little nervous because he's going up against Holly and Rebecca.
No, I'm just impressed.
Because I'm horrible.
This pan is getting so clean.
I'm just horrible.
You scrub that. We love you. We love you around here.
I'm horrible.
We love a man who does dishes.
God knows.
This is why we keep him around. He does our dishes every now and then. He's horrible, but he does some dishes.
God, you know my weaknesses.
Excuse me.
And I came to that point. Everything. That's what. Do you guys have a... like still wool SOS?
No, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
What about this?
Let it go.
No, I got most
of
it. I got most
of it.
We can use baking soda. Baking soda.
We have still wool there.
But with baking soda will do better.
It will.
Yeah. This will work better. Yeah.
Right.
That's right. What, bitch? What? Yeah. That's right.
My liberalism has taught me that
right.
Women run the world and
damn straight.
Yeah, well that's
damn
that's what caused my divorce.
Straight.
So we went from Jesus.
That's what caused my divorce.
I don't think we can handle this right now, please.
Yeah, it did.
You guys know what caused your divorce.
Because she was
together.
Mexican. No, she was Mexican and a woman, so I was like, everything you say is right. Everything. Yeah. And I'm going with it.
I could totally handle having a man do that for me because I would be such a great, kind, benevolent dictator. I would just, like, life would be a dream. I would just, like, our lives would be, like, together. I'm so, like, I would just, like, that's right. I do know a lot. So, I mean, I have to, like, it frustrates me to, I don't know.
I'm doing it with my fingernails. This is how crazy I'm getting.
Okay, get the damn thing. Get it. Go get the little pen. Just.
I gotta get.
I gotta get
you gotta
that.
Get, get why does it have to be perfect? Why is it gotta be perfect, huh?
We gotta get this.
Why is it gotta be perfect?
We gotta get it, you know? It's been there for too long.
Oh my god, you're wearing your period panties and you got these pants
how
coming
did you
down.
Know? How
your pants are coming down.
How does she know about my period, Mip?
You showed me your period panties.
Look, it's coming right off instantly. Instantly. Oh, instantly. Look at that.
Yeah, so is the wow. Non-stick surface, too. That's right. Yeah, wait. Keep it up. Yeah, no, wanna buy me new pants?
No, I told my parents about my period panties, too. So you're in good company. Yeah, I told them about it. I'm like, yeah.
What are period panties for you?
All my old... All my old panties. All anything that's like ripped or like there's holes in the crotch.
Hold on, this clean refrigerator is turning me on.
Yeah, that was very fast.
This is such a turn on. Oh, sexy.
We haven't cooked in weeks in our kitchen because our I'm like the cook of
well, this entire episode is being deleted. We are not putting this out to the world. Hey Foxy, delete all of this, please.
The entire thing? Holy,
almost all of it, yes.
But you can't tell us.
The period panties gotta go out.
Period panties is the best thing we talked about all night.
Says the Charles sisters. Yeah.
With the holes. You just have to make sure you clarify that we're just saying it's men's underwear.
Jezebel's.
Don't talk to us about Jezebel.
Sheila,
you're Jezebel.
Yeah.
You are the Jezebel.
Food? No.
Yeah, this is not scratching off the Teflon at all. This is working.
I think the kids have been... Gavin's been losing weight since he's been home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he's the one who likes to really relish his little morning snacks.
They're great.
The chocolate...
It could just be that he's grown into
the chocolate cupcake... Or, I mean, not cupcake. The chocolate chip muffins.
Gavin has came at me more clear than anyone ever. He's like, hey, how have you been? Are you okay? How you doing?
Oh,
I want to know, how have you been? And he keeps doing it to me.
He's such a sweetheart. That's a newer thing, his like new development phase.
No, but he's been doing it for months now.
You know, but that's been newer the last several months.
How
are
you?
That's like a new development phase.
You know, he was like that.
No one says that, though.
Like, people in school like them so much. Because you always kind of have a little thing about him.
You all right? Are you doing okay? How are you doing?
What a sweetie.
Yeah. He's got some stuff ahead of him that's very caring and giving.
I know. He's become very empathetic. But I've just seen this real sweetness just come out in him recently. Well, Holly's his mother. She's entitled to think what she wants. I never thought he was a bad kid, Holly. You know that.
I know you didn't, but still, he thought that.
Well, maybe y'all taught him, like...
Yeah, he's really...
He just goes to extremes of whatever he's taught. He's gone to extremes.
That's true.
That's right.
Because he could have been extremely, like, hey, I don't care about you, or you...
I just feel like he's really grown in this real sweet, gentle spirit lately, like a loving heart, you know? Yeah. That's a real thing I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, he's really calm.
I like that he's always smiling, and he's...
You know? More clearly, anyway, you know?
Each of those boys have their own special thing.
Yeah.
And like, Gavin's always smiling. I feel a separate thing with all of them. Individually, they're great. They're amazing. They really are. Rebecca, did you ever say that to Holly?
Say what?
Because that hit me when you said that.
Said what?
Like, even they are kind of, they sometimes even get stressed out by each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
The kids.
Yeah, I never really thought of that. I was like, I always thought of them as a team.
Stressing us out as a little, like,
yeah,
non-human.
Yeah.
No, they stress each other out. And that's one of the reasons they make it so difficult to deal with them.
Sometimes,
they need a break from each other.
Yeah.
You know? Just like we need a break from them as a group.
Of our own family.
They need a break from each other.
That's funny.
And have their full self come out, you know?
And
it helps them have tolerance for each other and be more peaceful. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone needs alone time. Everyone needs privacy and private space.
So how do they express that?
They don't.
Even
because
Jack?
They're little kids, they just fuss and fight.
So they don't even
no,
know
so
that.
We,
they can't even express
the
that.
The emotionally mature adults have to identify what the need is that they're expressing and help them understand it and process it and find a healthy outlet for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, you know, a brand
wow,
new baby
that's
doesn't
good that you know that.
A brand new baby doesn't even know when they're hungry. They just know that they don't feel good and so they cry and fuss. And the adult, when you feed the baby, what you're teaching them
that's
is
true.
When you feel unhappy in this way, what that means is you're hungry and need to eat. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's
or the same thing
was,
for any of the other things, like sleepiness, feeling an uncomfortable temperature, like you're too hot or cold. You don't know what it is that's making you unhappy. You just know you're unhappy until an adult teaches you, when I change your circumstance, it makes you feel better. So every time you feel this way, it means this is your need.
Wow, they're like little kitty cats.
Ah.
They're like little baby kitty cats.
Basically.
Yeah. Because an animal's like, oh, you're the one that feeds me. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. You fed me. You're the one I love.
You could be Hitler, but you know, I bet animals loved Hitler. He was a vegetarian. Yeah.
His own animals, yeah, that he fed
Hitler was a vegetarian. Because he was?
That makes me not ever want to be a vegetarian.
Yep,
that makes, okay.
We should take the trays out and hose them out.
That's when I'm going to start telling every vegetarian I know. I'm going to be like, oh,
yeah.
Hitler
was
a vegetarian.
Real quick, and then you'll be done with
I'm just let him finish his stuff. And
I know, I've been overly cleaning all this stuff.
Everything's beautiful. No, I love it. It's very
I've been
zen.
Overly
Your
cleaning.
Dishwashing method is very zen. So I'm going to tell you about a trip I took to Santa Barbara in 1996.
And it was an acid trip.
No, it was not an acid trip. It was a road trip.
No, this is for the audience. Melody is very into acid. She does it so much. It's ridiculous. She's so into acid. I know, I even told my folks, I even told my parents about us, that neither of us have done any psychedelics.
What, in Chico, that's almost like being like not even a human.
I know, because everyone has rules to it.
We're not even human. It's like, who are you, monster?
They all have explanations.
What are you like? You voted for Trump, didn't you? I didn't, but you know.
That makes me not want to do it because they all have these like,
yeah.
Oh, so you guys, what you need to do is, and they have all these rules. It's like, oh, if there's like rules and like, no, I'm gonna just be this guy who never did psychedelics ever. Fine.
Whatever, what, you trying to say there's rules about not having rules?
Yep, exactly. No, I'm not gonna join your little party. No, sorry.
I'm gonna be bad however I wanna be bad. I will be bad in the way
I will
you
die.
Say I should be bad.
And they'll write that on my tombstone. They'll be like, here Foxy Jeff lies. He never did any psychedelics.
What
that's
a rebel.
All. That's all.
What a rebel.
No matter what, all of his friends did, everyone he knew did, but he never did. Even his parents did, and he never did.
Can you imagine someone?
Oh my god.
It's unveiled at the funeral.
I just want to say that I think you should make sure, put that in your will, that you want it to be talked about at the funeral.
Okay. Oh, okay. You can do that. Okay. I have songs for it. So maybe I should let people know. Yeah, I don't think I ever want to.
I should let people know.
I think I'm fine. I don't...
Well, I mean, what are you going to get out of life that you haven't already? Because I feel like we're already...
People say that you like, if you do psychedelics, you'll be able to compartmentalize things. I've heard all these, like, good things about it. You'll suddenly be able to compartmentalize stuff.
Wait, I thought compartmentalizing wasn't always a good thing. I mean, psychologically...
But you'll have more control over your psyche.
Ew, that almost sounds scary. Creepy.
He was like the most controlish type person.
Maybe he did. It seems
controlled.
Like everyone has done
psychedelics. Have you talked about doing psychedelics?
Yeah.
He said he loved
doing
psychedelics.
Wow.
And a demon.
My mom
hold
did.
Hold on. I was always under the impression that doing psychedelics made you more enlightened. So, whoopsie.
Yeah, that's basically what they say. Yeah.
My mistake.
Everyone who's done psychedelics is like, yeah, you got to do it. You gotta do it. So I don't know.
I don't gotta do nothing. What?
That's why right. I haven't.
That's why I don't gotta
yeah.
do nothing.
Yep.
Nobody tells me what to do.
Yep, exactly.
That's right.
This is my last rebellion. This is the last that's thing I have.
Wait, I know. I like it nasty. Nothing.
What do you like?
Nothing.
She's just, we were just trying to see if I can salvage it, but it's...
We can eat it. We can eat it.
We can eat the cucumber, huh?
We eat.
We found a pretty nasty cucumber. It's one of those English ones. I pulled back the,
The plastic wrap.
Rebecca and I, we love
the vegetable condom.
Rebecca, Melody, let's eat these cucumbers.
These slimy, rotting cucumbers?
Yes.
No.
Melanie and I will eat any cucumber ever.
That's what she said.
I'm too busy.